I thought I knew what loneliness was. I thought I understood what it meant to lose everything. But nothing, and I mean nothing, could have prepared me for the night a dying traveler from another world crashed into the cornfield behind my house and showed me that God's plan was so much bigger, so much stranger, and so much more merciful than anything I'd been taught in 47 years of church pews and Sunday school. What he revealed to me in those final hours before dawn didn't just change my faith. It shattered it and rebuilt it into something I'm still trying to find words for. And if you stay with me until the end of this story, I promise you'll never look at the night sky or your own suffering the same way again. Before we begin, I want to ask you something. Wherever you are right now, whether you're listening to this in your car, at work, lying in bed unable to sleep, drop a comment and tell me where you're watching from. And if you've ever felt like God abandoned you, or if you've ever experienced something you couldn't explain, something that made you question everything you thought was real, please subscribe and share your story in the comments. Because what I'm about to tell you isn't just my story. It's a story about all of us. About every soul that's ever felt lost in the dark and wondered if anyone out there was listening. Now let me take you back to September 17th, 2023. 2:34 in the morning. The exact time is burned into my memory because I was staring at the clock on my nightstand, doing what I'd done every night for the past 8 months, lying awake in the suffocating silence of my empty house, running through all the things I should have said, should have done, should have been. My name is Thomas Brennan. At the time this happened, I was managing a failing hardware store in Silas County, Missouri, population 3,200, if you count the dogs. I'd inherited the place from my father, along with the house, the 60 acres of nothing much, and a lifetime's worth of expectations I'd never quite lived up to. My wife, Sarah, had left me that January, packed up while I was at work, and took our daughter Emma with her. Emma was 16. The note Sarah left was 3 sentences long. The last one said, "You stopped being present years ago, Tom. We're just making it official." She wasn't wrong. The house sat at the end of a gravel road, surrounded by corn on 3 sides and woods on the 4th. My nearest neighbor was 2 miles east. Cell service was a prayer and a half. It was the kind of place people passed through on their way to somewhere else, and even then, only if they took a wrong turn. That night, it was darker than usual. No moon. The kind of darkness that feels like it has weight, like it's pressing down on you.